at all times.
Yeah. 所以我们知道我们的天父是在真的无处不在。
But the Lord is especially present when His people come to praise Him.
那但是呢，当我们的他的子民呢来到他面前去敬拜他的时候呢，那我们的天父就会更加跟我们在一起。
The Lord is present here among us.
所以今天，我们的天父跟我们在一起。
Let us go to Him in prayer.
那我要我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you delight in the sacrifice of praise.
天父，我们真的是感谢你，真的是你为着这个主基督耶稣的这个他的献上所喜悦。
So Lord, as your people we come before you.
所以呢，当你的真的子民来到你面前的时候。
To give you glory and praise.
然后呢，真的把赞美和荣耀都归于你的时候。
To confess that you are the only true and living God.
那真的是我们去向世人宣称你是唯一的这个真神。
We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who unites us to you.
所以呢，真的感谢你，真的是你把你的儿子主基督耶稣赐给我们，让我们和你联合。
And your Holy Spirit who gives us life.
那你的圣灵也赐给我们生命。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7.
所以呢，今天我们看的是这个马太福音的第七章的二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, starting from verse 24.
我们今天看的是第七章的二十四节。
I will read starting from verse 24 till 29, till the end of the chapter, and then Yushuan will read in Chinese.
所以 Pastor Shiv 他会先用英文读一下24节到29节，然后我会和大家一起读这个中文。Hear
now the word of the Lord.
所以我们一起听一下这个主的话语。
Everyone then who hears the words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. This is the word of the Lord.
我和大家一起读一下这个中文，24节。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子。 房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。Allow
me to briefly introduce myself.
我可以先很快的介绍了我自己。My
name is Shiv and I am from India.
那我名字是 Shiv， 那我是从印度来的。And
I grew up in a Hindu family in India.
所以我在印度的时候，我是在一个Hindu的这个家庭长大的。At
a young age, I became very interested in computers and programming.
那在我很比较年轻的时候呢，我就对这个电脑和这个计算机编程非常感兴趣。
I came to the U.S. to study.
那我就来到美国呢，学习深造。
And in the city of Philadelphia at my graduate school, I encountered the Lord Jesus Christ after a long time of seeking.
也那当我在这个费城的这个大学这个毕业之后呢，学习的时候呢，那真的是经过很长时间的这个寻找，我终于遇见了主，主基督。
And that changed my life.
那个完全改变了我的生命。
I came to Seattle to work for a company called Amazon.
那然后我就来到西雅图，我在这个亚马逊工作。
And I felt the Lord was saying to me that I have another work for you.
然后我就真的听到了主的呼召，主说真的是我有另外一项工作等着你去做。
And so with prayer, I went to seminary to teach the Bible and become a pastor.
然后真的是经过真的很多的祷告之后，我终于去了这个神学院学习，然后现在成为了牧师。
At my seminary, it just happens that at this time, we have a lot of people from China who have come to study.
Yeah, 然后真的就在我们的教会里面就就有很多在这个时候有非常多的人是来自于中国，也在这个学习圣经主的话语。
And so there were very few from India, and you know they had a Chinese fellowship, and I was part of that fellowship.
但是呢，我们那边就来自印度的人相对少一点，但是呢，却有很多的是来自于中国的这个团契，所以我就参加了一个中国的团契。
And even here in Seattle, I had the opportunity to, study the Bible with many Chinese students and scholars.
那就像在西雅图这里呢，我有很多机会呢，和很多的这个中国来的学生，还有这个这个应该是说 scholar， yeah， OK， scholar， 一起来学习这个圣经。
I was also given a Chinese name by a woman who became a Christian through one of the Bible studies.
然后呢，有一位这个姐妹，她成为这个姐妹之后呢，还给我起了一个中文名字。
Some of you have met my wife. She is from Korea. There she is.
然后有些人你可能见过我的太太了。我其实她是来自于韩国。
So sometimes I joke in my seminary, I said, I am from India and my wife is from Korea and in between is China.
所以有时候我就在我的讲座上我会开有一个小小的玩笑，就是说我是来自于印度，然后呢我妻子我太太来自于这个韩国，那中国就在我们中间。
To come close to one another, we should both become Chinese in between.
所以之后我们可以真的互相更加接近，我们都可以说变成中间的那个中国人。
About a year ago, we moved back to this area, and in order to work with CPC.
然后大概一年之后，一年之前呢，我们妻子呢就搬回了这附近，那就在这个 CPC 一起呢就一起侍奉。
And just about 2 months ago, we got a new apartment in Issaquah.
然后大概两个月前呢，我们就搬到了伊萨卡的一个新的这个公寓。
It's an apartment that we are very thankful to God for.
那这是真的是我们这个公寓，我们真的非常感恩，是主赐给我们的。
One of the things we like about it is that through the backyard of the apartment, the Issaquah Creek is flowing through it.
所以呢，有一点我特别喜欢这个公寓，就是说在这个公寓的后院呢，伊萨卡这个小溪呢是流经了我们这个后院。
So one of our church members came and visited our apartment, and she tried to warn us about the danger of the creek overflowing and flooding our home.
那当我们教会的一位姐妹呢，来我们家做客的时候呢，她就想尝试呢，就是说提醒我们说，如果这个伊萨克这个小溪碰到大雨的时候，可能会就水位上涨很快的时候，有可能就会对我们家造成影响。
But that problem never came to our minds.
但那个问题我们从都没想过，也没去仔细想。
We were very polite to her. We thanked her for saying that.
那我们当然对她非常有礼貌，就感谢她这样提醒我们。
But deep down in our hearts, we were thinking, that's never going to happen to us.
但实际上我们心里面想，那个从来不可能发生在我们身上的。
And so our focus continued to be in getting the things that we need for our apartment.
所以我们心思还是放在呢，就是说去给我们这个新的公寓去买各种各样的东西。
So in this age of news and media, we hear all kinds of reports about calamities around the world.
所以其实在这个媒体和新闻如此发达的这个年代呢，其实我们经常能听到在世界各地发生的各种各样的灾难。
Breaking news about floods and fires come and go, and we forget them as soon as we hear them.
Yeah. 那关于这个洪水和火灾这些突发的新闻呢，就接踵而来了。但是其实我们一般都是转眼就忘记了这些新闻。
We pray for the victims and we try to do what we can, being far away from them.
那当时因为我们也为这受害者呢起祷告啊，但是因为我们离他很远，所以我们就只能说尽我们能力去支持他们。
But deep down, we may think, that's never going to happen to us.
但其实心底里面，我们可能想说啊，那些灾难从来绝对不会发生在我们身上。
And we continue to go about our daily businesses.
然后我们就继续地过我们的日子了。
The passage that we read today, in this passage, Jesus is trying to shake us and wake us up to those who are hearing his words.
那在这段经文里面，其实我们的主基督耶稣其实是要唤醒还有激励那些呢听见了那个话语的那些人。
He is speaking to those who are hearing his words.
那他是对那些呢是能够听到他的话语的人说的。
We have reason to believe that he is speaking to the disciples, to the Christians.
那我们呢其实可以相信说其实他是特别是对他的门徒对基督徒而讲的。
Even those who go to church faithfully.
那即使是那些呢就是说很虔诚的每周都去教会的人。
Notice how he says in verse 24, he says, everyone who hears these words of mine.
所以呢，大家可以注意一下，他就在24节他所讲的这句啊，他说是凡听见我这话的。
So he's speaking to those who have access to his words.
嗯，他很明显是跟那些呢，就是说能够听见他的话的人所说的。
To those who say yes, I am a believer in Christ.
所以呢，特别对那些是说是的，我是在基督也里面，我是一个信徒，是对这些人说的。
But the way they live has nothing to do with following him.
但是呢，就是他平常的生活的方式，其实就跟耶稣基督没有任何关系。
Their life may be about pleasures and personal pursuits that are not centered on God and His Word.
那他们的生活呢，是以这个享乐或者个人追求者为主要目的的，然后不是以神和他的话语为中心的。
And when tough times come, they wither away.
那当这个困难的时候来临的时候，他们就会枯毁了。
They are blown away like chaff.
那他们会像这个糠秕一样的就被风吹走。
So this is a warning passage.
所以这其实是一段警醒我们的经文。
Yet at the same time, this is also an encouragement to those who do obey Jesus' words.
那然而呢，这个对那些呢，就遵从还有去行主基督耶稣话语的人来说，这是一个鼓励。
Those who diligently search the scriptures and seek to live according to Christ.
那些呢，就是努力的寻求这个圣经的真理，还有竭力在他们生命中去顺服主基督耶稣的那些人。
To them, he assures that they will not be shaken.
那对这些人呢，耶稣基督对他们保证说，他们不会被动摇。
That they will remain secure.
然后呢，他们会得以保守。
Now this is not a call to live on our own in our own effort.
那这个当然不是说是叫我们是靠我们自己的能力去做。
Just as you have heard the word of Christ by His grace and believed in it.
那只是说我们是靠着他的恩典我们听到了主基督耶稣的话语而且呢真的我们遵循这些话语。
This is an invitation to live his words also by his grace.
那这也是呢是靠着他的恩典他是要求每一个人是靠着他的话语去过我们的生活过我们的生命。
These words of Jesus are a conclusion of his great sermon.
那这些话呢，其实是他的一个很伟大的讲道的这个结论。
Called the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus preaches, and it spans three chapters, starting from Matthew 5 until Matthew 7.
我想这个大家很熟悉的这个登山宝训是这个Matthew 马太福音里面从第五章开始的。
In this passage, Jesus teaches about the law of Moses and particularly the Ten Commandments.
所以在这个布道里面呢，耶稣基督他讲了这个特别是教了这个摩西的律法，也特别强调了这个十条的这个戒律。
He is confronting the Pharisees who were teaching the people to keep the code of the letter of the law.
那其实他是在公开的在挑战这些法利赛人。那法利赛人只叫呢人们呢，只是说表面的去遵从这些法律的规定、律法的规定。
But they failed to teach the people to live by the word with their whole heart.
但实际上他们并没有教导了人呢去。用他们的心去这个靠着主的话语去生活。
So we hear Jesus repeatedly saying, "You have heard it said, but I say unto you."
所以我们会反复的不断的听到主基督一些说，你们听见有话说，只是我告诉你。
He says, "I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law."
他也说了，莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉。乃是要成全。
To fulfill the law here is best understood that he came to explain and expand the law and its true meaning.
所以其实呢，这里讲的这个成全律法的成全呢，意味着他是来呢，是在来阐述、扩展，还有解释律法，还有它的真正的含义和本质。
So that the law is not about mindless legalism, just keeping the law.
所以呢，其实遵守律法呢，不是盲目的信奉律法或者遵守这些规定。
But the law is to teach us how to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
所以其实律法是教导我们呢，如何去全心全意的爱神，还有侍奉神。
He says, when the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not murder," what it really means is that thou shalt love your brother.
他说呢，其实呢，十诫里面说的其中一条不可杀人，真正本质是你要爱你的弟兄。
It is in this sermon that Jesus teaches, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
然后还有正是在这边布道里面呢，讲道里面，耶稣基督教导我们要爱我们的仇敌，还要真的是为那些逼迫我们的人祷告。
Now obviously Jesus' teaching is counterintuitive.
那很显然，耶稣基督的这个教训呢，其实是跟我们的一般的直觉是相反的。
And it is hard to obey.
那真的是很难去遵从。
When we read Jesus' words, we say, "Wow, that is amazing."
那当我们听见他的话语的时候，我们都会说，哇，这个太神奇了，他的话语太神奇了。
But Jesus did not teach them so that we may say, "Wow," and then.Walk on.
那但是呢，耶稣基督要教导我们，其实并不是只是让我们说一句说，哦，这个话太神奇了，然后我们就把他的话给忘掉了。
Jesus says this is the plain understanding of the law.
耶稣基督说，这个其实就是对律法的这个最直接的、最简单的这个认识和理解。
And in times of testing, those who disregard his words, they will be swept away.
那当这个试炼来临的时候呢，那些不理会他的话的人呢，其实只会被这个扫除掉。
When trials and temptations come, they will not be able to withstand.
当试炼还有这个试探来临的时候呢，他们也没有办法能够经受得住。
So it is important for us to not only hear, but obey the words of Jesus.
所以对我们是非常重要，是不光光要听到他的话语，而且真的是要。顺服他的话语。
Again, this is not about earning your salvation.
那当然了，这个还要澄清的，这不是说是靠着我们的努力而获得这个救赎。
Rather, this is how we prove that the Holy Spirit is working in us and that we are disciples of Jesus.
那这个是其实是我们怎么样去证明是说这个圣灵在我们里面工作，而且呢证明我们是耶稣的门徒。
When we offer our lives to be built on Christ, we prove that we are saved by His words.
那当我们求主说让我们把我们的这个生命建造在他的磐石上面的时候， 我们就是可以证明说我们是他们的门徒。
So my message to you is quite simple. If I have to put it in one sentence, I would say, build your life on the rock of Christ.
所以今天我为大家准备的信息其实蛮简单的。如果我只要说一句话的话呢，那我会说，在基督的磐石上建造你的生命。
Build your life on the rock of Christ. If you do, you will stand firm.
所以在耶稣的，在基督的磐石上建造你的生命。如果你这样做的话，你是会很坚定的。
If you don't, you will be blown away.
那如果你不这样做呢？你随时都可以被风就刮走了。
I want to briefly explain three aspects of Jesus' metaphor of the two houses and the two men.
那我想呢，在这里我可以简单的解释一下呢，耶稣基督对这两所房子还有这两个人的比喻，这有三个方面。
We see three things. The house, what does the house represent?
那我们看到三样事情在这里，一个是房子，那这个房子是代表什么呢？
The trials, what do the rain, the flood, and the winds mean?
这个试炼、磨练呢？这个雨、洪水还有风呢？它们意味着什么
？And finally, the foundation, the rock or the sand, what do they stand for?
那最后一点就是根基，就是这个磐石或者沙子。沙子它们是代表什么呢
？So the house, the trials, and the foundation.
所以是房子、这个磨练还有这个根基。
Let's first look at the house.
那我们先看看房子。
What is the house compared to?
那这个房子呢，是与什么来相比呢
？The house is compared to our life.
所以这个房子其实是代表着我们的生命。
Each one of us have been given a life to live by God.
我们每一个人呢，上帝都赐给我们每一个人一个生命。
He has, in a sense, given us the freedom to build the house of our life.
而且他还给了我们去建造我们生命这所房子的自由。
Our life refers to all the decisions we make and all the directions we take.
那我们的生命呢，指的是说我们所做出的所有的这一切的决定，还有我们所选择的方向。
It refers to the sum total of all that we do with our time, our energy, and our possessions.
它也包括了我们在生命中。所做的一切的事情，我们的时间、我们的精力，还有我们的财产。
It includes the detailed aspects of our lives, such as our daily habits and our lifestyle.
它也包括了我们生活里面的各个这个方面，非常实际的一些细节，包括我们的日常的习惯，还有我们的生活方式。
And it includes the big and small decisions of our life, such as the jobs that we take.The people whom we marry, the friends whom we make.
那也包括了我们这个真的大大小小的各种的决定啊，包括说我们要选择什么样的工作，我们要和谁结婚，还有谁是我们的朋友等等。
It includes our overall philosophy of life, our functional answers to the big questions of life.
还包括了我们的这个整，我们整个的这个人生的哲学哦，包括我们针对各种重大问题的这种功能性的这个回答。
What is the purpose of our life?
那我们人生的这个目的是什么
？What are our dreams and aspirations?
那我们的这个梦想还有愿望是什么
？And what kind of person do we want to become?
那我们想成为一个什么样的人？
Notice that the wise man and the foolish man both build houses.
那大家可以注意到这里呢，就是有智慧的人，还有这个无知的人，他们都在建造这个房子。
It is not possible to not build a house because we all have a life to live.
那因为我们其实我们每个人都有一个生命，我们都在过这个生命，所以不可能，我们不可能不建造房子。
We all build the house.For our life.
那其实我们都在我们生命里面在造一个房子。
If you hear the words of Jesus but you do not believe them, it doesn't mean that you do not build a house. You still build a house.
如果说你是听见了这个主基督的话语，但是呢却不遵从他的话语的时候呢，这并不意味着你不再建房子，你还是在建一座房子。
Though that house may be built on a different foundation.
只是说你把房子呢，可能建在一个不一样的根基上面。
To hear the words of Jesus and to disregard them is still an active house building project.
所以呢，如果说你听见了主基督耶稣的话语，却呢不，却忽视了他的话语的时候呢，那实际上这还是一个非常活跃的一个在建造房子的这样一个工程。
If you are not intentional in understanding and living based on the Bible, then it is not just a passive, but an active rejection of God's word.
那如果你不是很刻意的去理解，还有这个生活在圣经的基础上的话呢，那么你就不仅仅是很被动的，其实是在主动的去在拒绝上帝的话语。
And we know that it is possible to do so.
那我们知道这是完全可能的，而且不蛮容易的。
It's possible to be a good church-going Christian in the eyes of the world, and still be lacking a deep down commitment to Jesus.
那一个人完完全全呢，可以说做一个在世人眼中的经常去教会的这样的好的基督徒，但却仍然缺乏对上帝的这种真诚的这个委身。
It is possible to give lip service to Christ and live as though the purpose of our life is to make money, or the purpose of our life is to invest in our children, or maybe to have fun.
那也完全呢，一个人呢，可以说只是从嘴巴上呢去服侍主基督耶稣，但是他人生的目的呢是赚钱，去在孩子身上呢去做投入，就是说把这一切。作为他的人生的目标。
And when we do so, we prove that it is not Jesus who is our Lord, but we are our own lords.
那如果说我们这样做的时候呢，我们就恰恰证明了是说，主基督耶稣，我们没有把主基督耶稣当作我们的主，而是说呢，把我们自己当作我们生命的主人。
So that's the first aspect. The house represents our lives.
那这是第一个方面，这个房子是代表我们的生命。
Now let's look at the trials.
那我们现在看一下这个磨练、试炼。
Now look with me to verses 25 and 27.
那我们看，跟我一起了，大家可以跟我一起看一下这个25节还有27节。
Both these verses are word by word exactly the same.Except in how they end.
所以这两节经文25、27，大家可以有没有注意到呢？一开始前面是每一个字都是一样的，只是后面一部分不一样。
He says, "And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house."
那他说呢，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子。
The original.Text has the effect of saying they pounded or smashed against that house.
那我们说看一下，我们看一下原文的时候，经文其实这个意思呢是更多是说他们在很猛烈的在撞这个房子，要摧毁这个房子。
What do these extreme weather conditions signify?
那这些极端的天气状况，他们是在象征着什么呢？
They signify the trials of our lives.
他们就象征着我们生命里面的各种各样的这个试炼、考验和磨难。
We all know it is only a matter of time before we face challenges, hardships, sufferings.
所以我们都知道，其实无论什么时候，只是一个时间问题，我们生命中都会面临挑战、困难，还有这个苦难。
Unforeseen circumstances, failures, and adversities.
那还有这些不可预见的这些环境、失败，还有逆境。
Our lives in this world will be tested.
我们在这个世界上，我们这个生命总会碰到这种试炼的。
Many times and in many ways.
而且是有很多次，还有不同的方式受到各种的考验。
Notice both the houses undergo trials.
大家有没有注意到呢？这两所房子。都要经历这个考验。
Both the wise man's house and the foolish man's house are stress tested under inclement weather conditions.
所以呢，智慧人的这所房子，还有这个愚昧人的这所房子，两所房子都在恶劣的天气条件下经受这个压力的测试。
So it is quite naive to believe that only good things happen to good people.
所以如果我们想说，哎，只有好事才会发生在好人身上，那这个想法真的是非常的天真的。
It is quite naive to build our own cute little sand castles on the shores of this world, thinking that the waves of the mighty ocean will never come to destroy our ideal lives.
那有一种想法也是很天真的。如果我们相信呢，我们可以在这个世界上，在海边、海岸上建一个很漂亮，这个用沙子建一个城堡，然后想想说，这是大海的巨浪永远不会来摧毁我们这个很理想的生活。那这种想法当然也是非常天真的。
So that even some who do confess the name of Christ still live the way they please.
那即使呢一些呢承认耶稣基督的名的人呢，他们也还是按自己的生活方式去生活。
When disaster strikes, they question God, His existence, His goodness, and ask, "Why did He let this happen to me?"
所以，当这个灾难来临到他们身上的时候呢，他们就开始质疑我们的上帝。他们会说：“啊，上帝真的存在吗？他真的良善吗？为什么他让这一切坏事情发生呢？为什么他不阻止这事情发生呢？”
The Bible does not guarantee a life without trials.
但是呢，我们的圣经并没有去保证一个没有试炼、没有磨难的生命。
Jesus makes it very clear that all lives will face the trials.
所以呢，耶稣基督很明确的讲清楚了、讲明了，说所有的这个生命都要面对这个磨练和试炼。
Trials are a part of this broken and fallen world.
其实在这个试炼和这个磨练，其实是这个破碎的世界还有这个堕落世界的一部分。
But even these trials are God's instrument in separating the wheat from the chaff.
但是这些试炼呢，却是我们上帝的一个方法，他把这个用这个方法来把麦子还有这个糠秕来分开分辨出来。
These trials are meant to drive us closer to Christ.
那这些磨练其实是让我们和耶稣基督更加的这个亲近。
These trials are meant to shatter our idols.
这个磨练其实是为了说让我们的偶像其实都破碎。
When trials come, a true and wise believer clings to the Lord, and the Lord delivers him.
那当这个试炼来临的时候呢，真正虔诚的这个信徒呢，会紧紧的跟随着耶和华，那耶和华也会拯救他们。
I am reminded of one of my friends who is like my mother in Christ, who turned 90 years old this year.
那我想起了我一位好朋友，那他真的就像是在主基督里面的我的一位母亲，他刚刚呢这个过了90岁的生日。
A few months ago, I was at her 90th birthday party.
那几个月前，我参加了她这个90岁的生日。
She has 6 sons and I think close to 15 grandchildren.
所以呢，她有六个儿子，还有可能差不多有16个这个孙子和孙女。
I have known her for about 10 years, but everyone at the party testified that all her life she clung to the Lord.
那我认识她大概十年了，然后呢，真的是在她的生日生日 party 上呢，每一个人都见证说她一生都紧紧的跟随着主。
But this woman has seen days of great sorrow and pain.
但其实这位姐妹呢，她其实经历了非常多的这个痛苦，还有这个悲哀。
After her 6 children, 6 boys were born, a few years later, her husband said he is going to leave the house for another woman.
所以当她真的第六个孩子出生不久的时候，她的丈夫就跟她说，她为了另外一位这个女人要离开她。
She tells me that she was depressed for 20 years.
所以她告诉我说她忧郁了将近20年。
And in one of those years, one of her sons met with an accident and became blind.
那在那些日子里面呢，还有她其中的一位儿子呢，在一个 事故里面呢，就是失明了，眼睛看就是瞎掉了。
But every single person at the party said nothing could take away her joy in the Lord.
但是呢，在他的这个生日会上呢，每一个人都见证说，没有任何东西可以让他在主里面的喜悦了熄灭掉。
She is one of the most joyful, enthusiastic, and youthful persons that you can meet.
对呢，他是说，他是一位你能碰见的最喜乐的、最热情的，而且真的是最持久忍耐的人。
Her life was not without sorrows, not without tears.
但是她的生活却是还是充满了这个痛苦和这个哀伤。
But this was her secret wisdom.
但这是她的这个秘密的这个智慧。
Just like the hymn says, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey.
所以就是必须要信任还有顺服，因为没有别的办法。在耶稣基督里面，喜乐就是这个信任和顺服。
Trials are bound to come and test us.
所以这个试炼呢，是必定会来考验我们。
If we are wise, we will build our lives on the rock of Christ, obeying Him all the way.
如果我们是这个有智慧的话呢，我们会把我们的生命建在耶稣基督的磐石上，然后一直来顺服他。
The greatest trial I have faced in my life brought me to Christ.
所以呢，我自己生命里面的我碰到这个最大困难呢，就把我带到了耶稣基督的面前。
To everybody who was around me, everything was normal. Even I was very successful in the eyes of my friends.
所以在我周围的所有朋友里面，我是一个非常就是一切正常人，而且真的在他们眼里我也是非常的成功。
But deep down, I knew I did not know why I was living, why I was here, what's the meaning of my life.
但其实我心里面我知道说我真的不知道为什么会在这里，我这个活着的目的是什么，然后我不知道我自己在这里做什么。
No one could calm the storm in me like Jesus did.
但是呢，没有任何人呢可以像耶稣基督那样子呢去真的平复我心里的这些不安。
And the peace and the joy that he gave me compelled meTo follow him, even to say that this is what I need to tell all my friends, that Jesus is the way.
所以呢，他耶稣基督所给我的这种平安和喜乐，真的就驱使我说，这个就是我们的真正的救主，而且我要告诉所有人，他是我们真正的救主。
Psalm 1 says, "He who meditates on the law of God day and night."Is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
我们看一下这个诗篇的这个第一章第二到第三节。唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水边。按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whereas the wicked are not so, they are like chaff that the wind blows away.
第四节，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
So far we have seen the house is the house of our life, trials or the weather conditions like floods and the winds.Are the trials of life?
那我们现在呢？我们看到了，就是说，房子是我们的生命。那我们都在建造我们的生命，就像建造房子一样。而这个世界的这些雨啊、洪水和风呢，是他们注定要来到考验我们生命的这些试炼和磨练。
So finally, what is the foundation?
那最后一点呢？那根基是什么呢
？What did Jesus say?That enables the wise man's house to withstand the fiercest tests of time.
那耶稣基督他说了，他说什么能够让这个智者的房子能经受得住这个最猛烈的时间考验呢
Does he say it is the quality of the house that he has built?
他有没有说呢？是这个你所建的这个房子的质量如何？
Is it the beauty of the house or the material that he has used to build the walls?
还是呢说这个房子的这个美观，或者说用来建这个房子这些材料？
No, it's not the walls, but the foundation that determines the strength of the house.
所以呢，其实不是哦，不是这个房子的墙有多。多坚固，而说这个房子的根基，它决定了房子能有多坚固。
Just like a tree that is planted by streams of water has deep, deep roots to draw strength.
那就像呢一棵树呢，它是在溪水的旁边生长一样呢，每一个季节呢，这个树都有一个很深的根，树根来滋养着这棵树。
Likewise, a wise man's house.Stands on the strength of the foundation of the rock below it.
那同样呢，这个智者的房子其实是呢，是建立在呢它下面那个很坚固的根基上面的。
It is the foundation of the rock that stands the house, and that foundation, that rock, is the words of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个磐石作为这个房子的根基，是它撑住了这个房子。那这个磐石呢，其实就是耶稣基督的话语。
Also note carefully what Jesus promises and what he does not promise.
所以我们要仔细的看一下呢，说耶稣基督在这里呢，他应许了哪些，还有哪些他没有应许的。
Jesus promises that when the trials come, the house that is built on his words will stand. It will endure.
所以呢，耶稣基督应许说。当试炼来临的时候呢，如果房子是建立在他的话语上面的时候呢，那这个房子是能够抵受的这些试炼，它是能够站立得住的。
But does he say that the house will begin to glow or become a mansion and dazzle everyone?
那他有没有说呢？说这个房子呢会变得闪闪发亮，变成一个很豪华的大厦？有没有这样说过呢
？No, it may not look very attractive, but it will stand.
他没有这样说啊。那实际上，这个房子可能看起来外观不一定很漂亮，但这个房子可以屹立不倒。
And that is the promise of Christ.
那这个就是耶稣基督所应许的。
He who hears the words of Jesus and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, on the foundation of Christ.
他的应许是说，一个人如果是听见了他的话语，而且呢照他话语去行。那并且他的房子呢建立在他的话语的根基上的时候呢，那耶稣基督就会保证他的房子呢屹立不倒。
But he who disregards the words of Jesus still builds his house, but it is built on the sand. It cannot stand when the winds and the floods and the rains come.
那些听了耶稣基督话语的人，却忽略了他话语的人呢？他们还在建他们的房子，只是这个房子是建立在沙上面的，所以呢，这个房子是真的。当试炼来临的时候，这个房子是不能站立得住的。
In fact, Jesus will say that that house will crash. It will be a big disaster.
那实际上呢，耶稣基督说了，说这个房子会倒塌，那是一个很大的灾难。
I'm reminded of the hymn. Maybe you also sing in your church. It's called.On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
那我想起那首赞美诗，可能大家也唱过的，可能歌词我不准。他说：“是我们站在耶稣基督的磐石上，而其他的都在这个沙中沉没。”
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.Most people in our culture, if they hear that we sing a song like that, they would be very shocked.
那当我们如果说我们唱这样赞美诗，说我们是站在耶稣的磐石上，而其他都在沙中沉没。如果很多人听到我们唱这样的赞美诗呢，在我们今天这个文化里面，很多人是没有办法理解的。
They would be shocked to know that we believe that Christ alone is the rock.But everything else, no matter what religion, what guru, what other philosophy or what not, it will all amount to sinking sand.
对他们大多数人都会很惊讶，是说当我们说我们认为耶稣基督他 就光它就是我们的生命的磐石，而其他所有东西都是建立在沙上的东西的时候，他们是没有办法理解的，就是任何的其他的宗教、其他的这个哲学都不可能像有基督耶稣这样子的这个作用。
What makes Jesus the rock? What makes him the rock and everything else sand?
是什么让我们的耶稣基督成为我们的磐石，而是什么让所有的其他任何东西都是成为变成了沙子？
On what basis can Jesus claim that to build your life on his words is to survive, but everything else would lead to a disaster?
那耶稣基督他凭什么会是说，当你建立把你的房子建立在他的话语的磐石上的时候，你就能生存下来，而任何其他东西都只能是被这个摧毁。
Now it was common for the Jewish teachers and Pharisees to point to the Word of God.
那当然了，在那个时代呢，就是犹太人的圣人还有这些法利赛人，常常他们是引用神的话语的。
But notice what Jesus does. He points to his own words.
那大家可以注意一下，耶稣基督在这里做了什么事情？他是在这里，他指向了自己的话。
And everybody in the audience knows that by doing that, he is making himself equal with God.
所以在当时那个年代呢，那他的这个会众听到了，都明白什么意思，就是说他把自己等同于神。
Look at verse 24 again. He says, everyone who hears these words of mine, he says.
所以大家再看一下这个24节这个经文，他说任何听到我的这些话，重点这里是个人这个词我。
The emphasis is on the word mine.
所以这里重点就放在这个词是我这个词上面。
What makes Jesus think that he and his words can take the weight of all our lives?
那是什么让耶稣基督认为他能够承担起我们这个一生的这个负担呢？
How can he offer every single believer the unshakable security that we all need to survive?
他怎么样可以说为每一个信徒提供我们都需要的这个坚不可摧的这种安全呢？
Survive not only the trials of life, but the temptations of Satan and even the fire of hell.
所以呢，让我们可以说不受这些这生命里面的各种这个磨练的摧毁，也能够抵受住这个撒旦的这个诱惑。
How can Jesus think that he can save us from all of that?
那为什么耶稣基督想说他们能够从把我们从这一切里面去拯救出来呢？
Well, the one who is preaching this sermon on the mount is also the one who is crucified on another mount, the Mount of Calvary.
那所以呢，其实呢，是因为给我们这个登山宝训的这一位呢，其实也是他同时后面也在另外在山上，就是在哥哥山上呢被这个钉死的那一位。
On that mount, Jesus took upon himself, upon his shoulders, the weight of all our lives and even all our sins.
在那座山上呢，耶稣基督他一人呢肩上就承担了我们所有人的这些罪，还有我们所有人的这些我们生命里的负担。
On the cross, Jesus received already the judgment that all of us deserve.
在那个十字架上，耶稣基督他一个人接受了这个我们所有人都应该受到的这个审判。
And though Jesus himself being the Son of God having a secure place in heaven, he comes down leaving all that security.
那虽然耶稣基督他是神的儿子，但是呢他放弃了他在天堂的这个很安全的这个位置，他来到了这个世界上，成为我们一员，在世上为我们的死。
And he comes down to us not like a superman, not like a spirit, but like a baby.
他来到我们当中，他不是以那种超人啊，或者一个圣灵的方式来到我们当中，他是一个婴孩的方式来到我们当中。
A baby is the most helpless person.
大家可以想想，一个婴孩其实真的是一个非常无助的人。
And as a baby, he came to die.
然后呢，作为一个这个婴儿，他来了是为了为我们的死。
The Lamb who takes away the sins of men.
啊，作为一个羔羊，是为了是把我们的这个罪给洗清。
He left his security so that he could offer us that security by receiving the curse from God and giving us the blessings that he deserves.
他放弃了他的安全来到我们当中，是让了为了是让我们能够得到那个安全，就是有主的这个祝福和恩典。
Jesus Christ is the only eternal insurance against all the trials of this life.
那耶稣基督呢，是我们这个真的是我们生命所面对的所有的考验里面的唯一的一个这个保险。
It is an exceedingly costly insurance that we do not deserve and we cannot afford.
那这个保险其实是极其的昂贵的，我们都不配，我们其实也负担不起。
But Jesus joyfully paid the price for a firm foundation for all our lives.
但是耶稣基督他却很喜乐地付出了这个代价，让我们的生命呢可以建立在他的坚实的磐石上面。
Therefore, people of God, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself.
所以呢，我们作为神的子民，啊，我们要再想一下这个经文，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the unrighteous to be moved.
然后他要把你。你要把你的重担呢卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
Build your life on the rock of Christ.
在耶稣基督的磐石上建造你的生命。
He is the cornerstone of God, the rock of ages.
他是神亲自放下的这个基石，是我们世代的磐石。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the everlasting love with which you have loved us.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这个永恒的爱。
That you chose us before the foundation of the world, that we may be founded on the word of Christ.
求你真的帮助我们，让我们真的是藉着主基督耶稣的话语来建造我们的生命。
Just as by grace you caused us to hear and be saved.
然后呢，靠着你的恩典，我们得救，然后呢，我们也能听到你的话语。
We pray that by your grace you would enable us, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to live according to His word.
我们求你真的是帮助我们，用你的圣灵帮助我们，按你的话语来过我们的生命。
We thank you that you stand with us and stand below us in every trial and temptation.
我们也感谢天父，你真的是在我们生命中碰到各种这个试炼的时候，你与我们同在。
As our rock and our salvation，
啊，做我们的磐石，也做我们的救赎。
We praise you in Jesus' name。
我们真的是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen。
Amen。
弟兄姐妹，下午好。那我们按着教会，我们的一般。 般每个月的一个安排。今天是7月1号，所以是我们这个月的第一个主日。那因此我们一起在这里要一起来举行圣餐。那有两段圣经我想跟大家，可不可以帮我打上去？我们一起在圣餐之前